Peace and abundance always. Thank you for listening to the Spiritual Podcast with Peter Abundant. Today I want to remind you that you don't have to do anything and you shouldn't do anything that doesn't focus or surround or has the purpose of making you feel happy and fulfilled. Do not do things just to make other people happy. Do not buy things just to create an image of how you would like them to see you. Do not take actions or choose a career or be with a particular person romantically just because you care so much about what other people think of you. Because you will always lose. You will always feel unhappy, unsatisfied, unfulfilled, disempowered, and it will never lead you to a place of complete satisfaction and happiness. Now, I know that this can be in itself a process, because what it means is you have to truly take a deep look within who you are and how you want to be, how you want to live your life, what kind of lifestyle you want to have. This is a practice of true self-awareness. We think we want this luxury car. We think we want this big house. We think we want these lavish, luxurious things. But in reality, most of us don't want it, don't need it. In fact, when people look for those things, they tend to find more dissatisfaction, more unhappiness, more stress. And it's because they've used those things to associate them with happiness, but they have nothing to do with happiness. In fact, they're the furthest thing from happiness, because it represents being attached. It represents having your identity attached to what other people think, rather than your identity actually being a representation of who you actually are. You being authentic. So you have to ask yourself, who are you? What does your authentic self look like? What is that experience? Is that authentic self associated with having the fancy car, with having the expensive clothes, with having the image of your hair being done and your hair being, you know, crazy with weaves and color and nails being done? I mean, is that really making you happy? Is that really adding to your life? Is that adding to your life experience? If you want to go to the gym and lose weight, you have to ask yourself, if you aren't making progress towards that, the reason why you're probably not making progress is because you are doing it for the wrong reasons. Therefore, you aren't really motivated to make it happen. Therefore, it becomes hard to do. But if your motivations are in the right place, if you are connected with the right reason, connected with who you actually are, then everything else just flows. So if you are, for example, wanting to lose weight, at least if that's what you're telling yourself, you have to be clear about what your motivation is. If you're doing it just because you want people to be more attracted to you, then that is you doing something because you are concerned about what people think, rather than doing it because you want to feel better. You want to experience feeling stronger, feeling more vital. You want to experience a healthier lifestyle. You want to be able to walk throughout your day and not be exhausted or tired. You want to feel strong at what you do. If you are looking to advance and get promoted in a career, at a job, you have to ask yourself why. Is it because you think it will impress people? Is it because you think making more money will impress people? Because you think making more money means you can buy more things to impress people? Because you have to ask yourself, why are you buying these fancy things in the first place? Now, I'm not saying that it's not okay to enjoy things, to have your thing, have your hobbies, you know, collect your thing. If your hobby and passion is cars, then okay, I get it. If your hobby or passion is shoes, sneakers, I get it. But if you are just buying all these fancy things and they really don't add value or passion, they don't ignite a fire within you, then you're probably buying them for the wrong reason. Often that reason is because you are looking to create a situation, an environment where people see you and that you think that they see success, and therefore that is going to boost your ego. But really it means you're insecure about who you are. And guess what? It really won't work. No matter what you buy, how many things you buy, it's not going to work. You're never going to feel secure in yourself because you are ignoring who you really are. So you have to be honest with yourself. That is the only way you win. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with what you want, what's going to make you happy. Be honest with who you are, because that is the only way you win. There is no other way. There is no other way. So really get down to the bare bones of who you are, to the core of who you are. Ask yourself, who am I and what do I want? What will make me happy? And strip away everything that does not make you happy, that does not add value to who you are authentically. Be you. Be happy. Peace and abundance always.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.